Friends, before we begin, let me invite you to keep up with all the Tracks for the Journey resources by subscribing to the Tracks Express newsletter. Once a week, I send a wide range of helps for well-being directly to your inbox. The Express has inspiration and insights for spirituality, relationships, ecology, emotional health, and yes, recipes for good food. The easiest way to subscribe is on my website, www.tracksforthejourney.com. Thanks for listening today. I spent many years working as a hospital chaplain. Each day brought the challenges of caring in the midst of illness, accidents, and death. One day I visited a patient in the ICU. His body was failing under the onslaught of cancer despite months of treatment. The family crowded around the bed, and the pastor of the local church they attended stood with them, fervently invoking God to heal the emaciated body and commanding the demons of cancer to leave, and pleading for the family to have more faith. I stepped away, only to be called back when the man died. The grieving family needed comfort, and they needed support. Their questions were as old as humanity itself. Why didn't God heal him? Why was their loved one now dead? Hi, friends. I'm Larry Payne, your host of Tracks for the Journey, the network dedicated to your well-being. All of us are aware of our physical health, of course. We spend lots of money and time to improve it in some way or another. But when our health falters, we're taken to the bedrock of our belief. In today's episode, let's explore the question, can God make you healthy? The Christian theology held by many churchgoers has a contradiction between God and the actual events of life. They may claim that God has the power to do anything. That's usually called omnipotence. A Bible verse quoted, "Nothing will be impossible with God," seems to say that. But we misinterpret this hyperbole when we hold it as literally, physically true. For example, God can't make a round square or change the past or do evil. Instead, we should begin with a better understanding of God's attributes. The Bible teaches that the essential attribute of God's nature is love. Everything that God expresses in power will flow from love. Process theologian Thomas J. Ord says we can call this omnipotence, A-M-I-P-O-T-E-N-C-E. He says, love comes first. Everything that God expresses must flow from love. Now here's a second idea about the nature of love. What is love, really? Human relationships demonstrate that the highest love is uncontrolling and non-coercive. Love must always be a free choice. In the same way, God loves us, not forcing us to obey and love, but leaving that choice to us. This essential truth means that God is always working in uncontrolling ways. Thomas Ord writes, God's loving nature determines, shapes, or governs what God can do. A third concept is crucial. God extends this same uncontrolling love to the material universe. Essentially, the very nature of love means that God can't unilaterally alter the physical universe to contradict the law-like regularities of physics. Every action in the universe, from cells to human bodies to stars, is a collaboration with God by the physical entities. God offers an initial direction that can be resisted or received toward a new and collaborative experience. Things and people engage with God to grow, change, generate new forms, build relationships, and flourish, or not. All the world is enchanted with the presence and loving power of God. As David Griffin expresses it, the universe is a compound individual with God as its dominant member. For the healing of our bodies, non-coercive relationships with God means that God cannot make cancer cells disappear, a heart to beat properly, or a bone to heal instantaneously. Acting as a sole agent, God can't make you well. God's work is collaborative with the physical world, and this precludes what we call supernatural interventions, which overrule the laws of nature. Instead, we find the omnipotent work of God shown through inspiring medical researchers, nurturing skilled professionals, and luring me to eat healthy food. It may also come through the wise words of a therapist or the scalpel of a surgeon. Sometimes, our own thoughts can bring a dramatic transformation by psychosomatic changes in the interplay of the mind and body. All of this we can call the real miracles of life. Quoting Ord again, "Miracles occur when creatures, organisms, or entities cooperate with God's initiating and empowering love. God offers new possibilities, forms, structures, or ways of being to which creatures or creation might conform." Considering the critically ill patient I was with, the supportive family, and medical treatments across many months, and personnel who worked so hard, these were the embodiment of God's love. The patient had made choices to work with these to prolong his life for many months. As I stood with the family after his death, I could even say that divine love made a way for him to experience a greater dimension of health after death in the eternal presence of God. Now some may say, "This is terrible. I need God to control my world and keep me safe." And I understand that hope. But the reality of our world doesn't support it. Terrible accidents happen. Cancer cells grow. And abusive parents hurt children. In this harsh fact, we find God seeking the best, but organisms and people resist with terrible outcomes. And really, we don't want a world where God controls everything and everyone, for that renders us mere puppets on the divine string of a capricious, despotic deity. A wiser perspective about our health is to see that we must work with God to enhance our well-being and good health for ourselves and our communities. We must use the power of choice to follow God's pervasive energy to promote well-being. Getting practical about our health, we can collaborate in so many ways. We can eat healthy food. We can address our mental health to deal with moods, fears, or innate drives. We can build social networks by acting with compassion, kindness, and justice. We can get vaccinated, and we can have regular checkups afforded by modern medicine. We can pray, synergizing our tiny energy with the mighty energy of the divine. All this does not prevent accidents, actions, or evil against us, disappointments, or ourselves following the genetic codes we inherited at birth. Yet, we can embrace the reality of God working every moment to generate directions for well-being, which we can follow. Now, this month has been a personal journey of my own health. I've encountered dental problems and two forms of precancerous skin growths. I've been drilled on, cut on, injected, and medicated. I've tried to follow the careful treatment plans of people trained by the most advanced medical science in human history. And I've also prayed that my moments of choice would be in collaboration with the ever-present, ever-loving, good work of God. Since the outcome is not predetermined, but open to the interplay of our complex world, I'll keep you posted. I invite you to open your own physical journey to the wonder of this God and the world God's mighty, uncontrolling love is unfolding. Remember, nothing can separate you from that mighty energy. Thanks for sharing this episode of Tracks for the Journey. If you would take a moment to rate and review the episode and to share it with others, it would help me spread the message of well-being. To get more inspiration and insight delivered directly to you, sign up for the Tracks Express newsletter through the website tracksforthejourney.com. There you can fill in your email on the big green subscription box, and that newsletter will come directly to you. On the website, you can listen to or read any of the 50-plus episodes on a huge variety of subjects. And I want to expand this work, so your financial support is appreciated. You can give a small gift through the website buymeacoffee.com/LarryPayne. I welcome you to share your feedback on the Tracks for the Journey Facebook page, or just mail me directly at connecttfj@yahoo.com. That's connecttfj@yahoo.com. Tracks for the Journey is produced at the Bright Star Studio and all rights reserved. Hosting is by Buzzsprout.com. Music and images are from Pixabay.com. I invite you to keep exploring on your journey to well-being.